Welcome to Sincerely Sarah, a space where we'll talk life lessons and figuring it out as we go. Think of this as a heart-to-heart between friends, where no topic is off limits and you always leave feeling a little bit more seen. Hello everyone, welcome back to Sincerely Sarah. Today's episode is the very first one as a former, which is so weird to say. I don't know, I'm still adjusting to this kind of life outside of the crown. It's something that kind of shaped my identity for so long. So going back to being just Sarah is an adjustment, but it's also something that I am just so grateful for. I'm also 2 days into the dreaded pageant hangover, so I want to get still all the raw emotions right out of pageant weekend, but I, like I said, still dealing with this pageant hangover, so possibly a little drained sounding still, maybe still finding words for certain things, so bear with me, but I'm just really excited to be sitting down and talking with you guys. It's been so busy between planning for farewell weekend, you know, really having C3, having just this big blossom, especially with national season coming up, and I have a whole episode coming about that one too, but I'm just so excited to sit down and talk with you guys about, you know, the past year, the past few days, what's next, what I've learned, what I've taken away, and, you know, also answer some of your guys' questions and just sit down for the first time ever as just Sarah. So let's get into it. So I'm recording this on Tuesday, June the 10th. So 2 days post giving up my title. And man, such a surreal feeling, truly. I just can't believe that it's all over. I dreamt of this for 8 years. And I was explaining to someone that it's such like a different feeling of pride to know that, you know, you're not just actively living a dream, but you lived a dream. And knowing that, you know, it's not just your present, but your past, and it's something that you experienced and something that you gave your all to for not just 365 days, but 377 days to be exact. And it's just, it's such a surreal feeling to know that, you know, that chapter of my life has closed for now, and that, you know, my time with National American Miss is, at a pause for now. You know, we say for now because there is the elite division, and we'll get to that later on. You know, we'll talk about it, but it's just a surreal feeling to know that that title is not one that I hold anymore, even though I'll always be, you know, your 2024, you know, National American Miss Alabama. I'm not the current one, but it's always going to be a legacy that I hold. And even though I give up that title, I'm not done giving up the impact, because I poured absolutely everything into the past year. I poured, you know, my time, my heart, I poured some tears into it, and the rain is over, but I still carry the same mission that I carried before I ever took on the title. And I still carry the people that I met, the people that shared their stories with me, and, you know, the people that told me that they see themselves in me, that they see that, you know, maybe they haven't accomplished their dreams yet, but they feel that they can kind of live through me, and they feel that they have their story told through me. You know, that mission, I still carry that with me. And even though I don't hold the title, that is something that I'll still carry with me, not just now, but for the rest of my life. And if there's other titles, I don't know what the future holds for me, but through the rest of my life, that's something that I'm always going to carry. And just because I've given up the title doesn't mean that I have to give up the impact that I've made over the last year. It's just crazy walking off that stage for the last time. Was just, it's just a surreal feeling to realize that, like, it's over. it's done. And you know, my first thought was, I wanted to get to my successor. I wanted to hug her and give her, I had a gift for her actually, that I wanted to give her. So I wanted to get to her before it got crazy, because I remember how insane it got for me after I won. You'd get swept away for like contract signings and pitchers and all that kind of fun stuff. So that was actually my first thought. But yeah, I wanted to see her and get a picture and post her on the Instagram and have her introduced and, you know, all the things, and make that be my last post. And so we got to share that little moment, but I'm super excited for her. Her name's Kiana, and I actually met her at an open call last year. So girls, if you have stumbled across this and, you know, your journey starts or has started with a letter in the mail, just know that it could be you, because I met Kiana at an open call this year, and I told her, girl, you can go all the way. Like, talk to these judges like you're talking to me now, and you can go all the way. Like, you really do have a light and just an aura about you, and it's so obvious, and that's truly what the judges want to see. But that was kind of my first thought. But after it was all over, I was just like, wow, like, here we are, you know, I'm done. It's not about me anymore, which is funny. That's actually a question that somebody asked, and I'll go ahead and jump into that question now. Is they asked, how did it feel going from the center of attention to a new girl having all the attention? And I'll be honest, I didn't really feel that big of a shift. I mean, of course, yeah, a lot of the attention did go to her, as it should. And, you know, the attention went to her for being the new Miss Alabama. But I'm, like I said, I'll always carry that impact that I made. And, you know, I still had people coming up to me afterwards telling me about the impact that I made, and, you know, that my story had inspired them, and that, you know, I was the reason they decided to compete this year, and that they had seen my story, and, you know, it made them feel more comfortable in their body. And that, you know, even though I wasn't Miss Alabama anymore, I realized that my impact went so much further than the 375 days that I held that crown. And, you know, people didn't see that, oh, she just crowned her successor 10 minutes ago. We don't really care about what she spent the last year doing. And, you know, I didn't notice a shift. People still loved me for me. People still loved me for Sarah. And it really was affirming in a way to know that people still loved me and people still cared about me for being just Sarah, because it was kind of always a fear in the back of my mind. Maybe, you know, people wouldn't care when it was just me being Sarah. And knowing that there was no shift and no difference, and people were still inspired by my story just the same, even after giving up that crown, meant a lot. And I don't know, it was just such a special moment. It was just a special weekend, honestly. Farewell was so hard, like coming out on stage and just having that moment. I was crying before I even walked out. It was one of those moments that I like had to power through and just do it. I didn't think that I could. I was, like I said, crying before I even walked out on stage. And I was just emotional crying, all that. And then to have to turn around and like go on stage for Brenna and Jaquenia's farewells. Ugh, it was so hard and so emotional. It was such like an emotionally draining weekend, because we were the last finale, being the Miss, and then of course Elite, which we didn't have Elite Sister Queens, since it is new this year. It was very, very emotionally draining having 2 days and, you know, kind of three rounds of goodbyes, or see you laters, I guess we should say. It was extremely difficult and just very emotionally draining. And when it finally came time for mine, it was very, very tough. And I actually posted some pictures earlier this week. Well, actually today, but by the time you listen to this, it'll be earlier this week. And you can see just kind of the emotion on my face. And I don't know, just, I've met some of my closest friends in pageantry, and we'll get to that later on in this episode too. And just having that moment with them, and having that moment to stand on stage and be recognized for all you've done over the past year, but also every single moment that it took to get to an 8-year, like the 8 years that it took to get to that moment that you're living your dream and you did it. Oh my goodness. It's just so emotional. I don't know. It's a surreal feeling. I just can't believe it, but it's been an incredible year. It really has. And of course it started out absolutely insane. it really did. It started out in the most insane way possible, but I think that I've really changed that for the better. That was never my impact. That wasn't what people remember me for. Of course, that'll always be a part of my story, but I think people will always remember me for being the one that, despite all that, had grace and class through it and turned such an awful situation into a positive one, and continue to show up and make the most out of it. I told myself when I was 15 years old, I said that if I was given this opportunity, that I would be the absolute best Miss Alabama that this organization has ever seen. And I'm not ever going to claim to be that, because that is such a big allegation. But what I will say is that I lived every single day of the last 365 days of my life up to that standard. And I just really, really hope that I made myself, and I hope that I made 15-year-old, actually, I don't hope, I know I made 15-year-old Sarah proud, and I hope that I made my state proud, and I hope I made every single little girl that has this dream proud. And I just hope that me living this dream has shown her that it's possible, no matter what you look like, no matter how many times you're told no, no matter how many times you don't believe in yourself, no matter who believes in you or who doesn't, that your dream is possible. And I just really pray that my reign has done exactly that. I mean, it's truly just been a year of a lifetime. I've talked about how it's been the hardest, but the best year of my life. And I know everybody, you know, loves the song I Can Do It With a Broken Heart by Taylor Swift, but that's truly been my life. The later half of my year was a lot better, but the beginning was very, very rough. And, you know, there was days that I would cry in my car on the way to an appearance and then wipe my tears in the parking lot and go inside like everything was fine and make other people smile and make other people laugh. Or, you know, I would be posting on Instagram like everything was, well, not even posting on Instagram, but just like I would never act like I was fine, but I just wouldn't fully let people in about how bad things were. And that was tough. And, you know, giving your all when you just feel so incomplete inside is such a tough experience. You know, it's not all rhinestones and glitter and sparkles and couture gowns. That's not the realistic, you know. There's pressure and there's noise and expectations, and sometimes you put it on yourself and sometimes others put it on you. And, you know, you have to set boundaries and you have to put yourself first. And, you know, you have to, in those moments that when it breaks you down, you have to, you know, put yourself first and you have to let that build you back stronger. You know, you have to realize that you can't let the negative moments of your reign be what shapes you. And that is what I learned very early on. Those people tried so hard to tear me down, and I could have let them. I could have let them win, but then I decided that if they were going to give me the microphone, then I was going to share my story louder than I ever could possibly done it before. And that is exactly what I did. And that is what I encourage every single person to do when they face adversity, whether it's as a title holder or whether it's in your day-to-day life. You know, when you are faced with adversity, find a way to come back 10 times stronger. It's just crazy to, you know, look back and see everything that the crown gave me, especially knowing that 2 years ago now, I decided to come back and compete with the prerogative of what if. I didn't want to look back and wonder what if. And I can look back now and say, wow, like, that would have been one hell of a what if. That would have been one hell of a what if. I just think about all the different things in my life that wouldn't have happened if I never would have took the chance. So if you're looking for your sign to just go for it, let this be it. Whether it's competing in a pageant or applying for grad school or, you know, taking the leap or applying for a job or moving to a new city or making the post on Instagram, you know, whatever it may be, just do it. The what if isn't worth it. I met my two best friends when I was crowned that night. I was crowned next to my two best friends. And I didn't know it yet. And I didn't know it, but I was crowned. I was crowned with four of the best little sisters I could have ever asked for. And that's like the, I just can't imagine where I would be without them. And I think about all the people that I've met over the past year. And I just think about how lost and incomplete my life would be if I didn't have them. And, you know, every opportunity aside, you know, nationals, being able to tell my story, place top five at nationals and win the NAMM spokes model, you know, my favorite optional of all time that I've literally competed in since I was 15 years old, you know, all that aside, just the people I would have met, like, that one what if alone, man, like, that is one hell of a what if. And I think that's what's made me, like, so emotional. Man, so if you need any kind of sign to just go for it, let this be it. Okay, so I'm going to answer a few questions. If I don't answer your question in this video, it's actually because I'm planning to do a full episode around these questions. So give me some content, guys, so just bear with me. But the first question that I am going to answer is highlights from my farewell weekend. Going back to the people, my sister queens, man, I love them so much. Bartley, she is my heart. She is so sweet and spunky and sassy. Mostly spunky and sassy this weekend, but we did have some sweet moments too. She actually got very, very sick this weekend. And just being able to be there for her when she needed it and just, you know, hugging and loving on her when she needed it most. And Sadie, like, she's just like me, so anxious and emotional, and we're the same. And I don't know, we just have a friendship that I'll always cherish. And she was so sad and emotional after her finale, and just, I don't know, just being there with each other. Lindley, she's just my little sister, and she'll always be my sister in my eyes. And we actually made a promise that we're going to come back for Teen and Elite together at the same time. So we will see how that falls. Victoria, she is just, she's just a ball of energy. She's just like the coolest girl that I know. And you just can't help but love her. And being around her is just the most infectious energy that you could ever ask for. And I'm just blessed with the best sister queens. And then Brynn and Jakenya, of course. I love them. Two of my best friends in the world. And Eden, she's a Mississippi preteen, but I gotta consider her like my adopted preteen because she actually lives closer to me than any of my sister queens. Of course, Alabama and Mississippi are really close to each other, but we live in South Alabama and then South Mississippi. We live closer to each other than any of our other sister queens. So we've been able to see each other, honestly, probably more than we see. Well, I don't know, more than we see like our own sister queens, but we do get to see each other a good bit. And I don't know, just being able to see them and be around them and And of course, like all my other sister queens and their moms. I love the moms too. Like, I just love and adore them so much. I don't know if it's the miss in me and being old and oh my gosh, that's another one I gotta talk about. Just being older, I just love the moms and like being able to talk with them as much as I love being able to talk and like connect with my sister queens. The junior teens are so cute. I love them to death. They're like, this year's junior teen class is so close and cute, and just I love them to death. My preteen Sadie doesn't think I'm an adult, which is awesome. She thinks I'm 18, and I just love that for me. So I, you know, hey, I'll take it. She was very shocked. She didn't think she had like an adult sister queen. I was like, Sadie, am I not enough for you? Hello, excuse me. And she's like, no, you are, but I just mean like an adult sister queen. And I'm like, excuse me, Sadie, like I am an adult. And she's like, no, you're like not an adult. Like you're just like an adult. You're just, you know, older. I'm like, no, Sadie, I'm 24, Miss Girl. I'm an adult. She could not believe it. She thought I was 18. So just like all those little moments, I don't know. Those were definitely by far my favorite moments of the year. Next, journeys and pageantry. Man, that's been the question of the weekend, and I just don't quite have an answer to it. I love NAMM, you guys. I really do. And I want to come back for Elite, but I'm not quite ready to do that yet. So we will wait and we will see. I am not opposed to other systems, but I need one that sticks out to me, and none of those have quite checked the boxes yet. So until then, I don't know. I love pageants. I'll probably continue to compete. But like I said, I'm just, nothing really stood out to me. This was my dream title, and I'm very grateful to have lived out this dream. And man, I don't know. We will see. So if anybody has an opportunity that you just think is perfect for me, feel free to reach out, and I am willing to hear you out, because I don't know what's next for me. Elite in a few years for sure, but you know what? We will see. What was it like to crown a new girl? Oh my gosh, it was so bittersweet emotionally. But the moment itself, so I don't know, like top five was so chaotic, and I'm so anxious because it's like, oh my goodness, like I'm about to meet my successor. Who is she gonna be? You know, I can't wait to meet her. And you know, it comes down, you know, fourth runner up, third runner up, second runner up. All right, now we're in the top two. And genuinely like didn't know who it was gonna be. I feel like I didn't really get a chance to watch competitions as much as I wanted to. So I really had no idea who it was gonna be. And both beautiful, both deserving and amazing women, like could have been any of the top five, could have been any of the girls, honestly. So I genuinely like had no idea who it was gonna be. And Kiana, like she was so excited. She started jumping up and down everywhere. And Haley, which by the way, love Haley. She came up to me the day after I won as I was leaving the hotel and was like, yep, didn't place this year, but it's okay. I'm coming back next year. I'll be a miss, you know? So loved her, like, you know, feel like kind of this attachment to her in a way. You know, I always have my heart that goes to, you know, the ones that haven't placed in the past. And because that was like my story for so long. So, you know, I was so excited for Haley to go from, you know, not placing a first runner up. And it was so important for me after they announced Kiana as the winner and Haley is the first runner up to make sure that Haley still got her moment. And like Kiana was jumping all around the stage, and I just, like, you know, that Nicki Minaj sound is like, that was like such an awful impersonation of that, but y'all know which one. It's like so chaotic sounding. That's like what was going on in my head, and like I was panicking trying to get around Kiana and also like trying to find Haley. I can't wait to get the video back because it was so chaotic in my head, and Yeah, I don't know. Finally, I was able to, like, grab Haley and, like, pull her to the side as Kiana's, like, jumping 10 feet in the air and, you know, get our picture, whatever. Yeah, and then I realized, holy crap, I'm really short. I had to tell Kiana she had to bend down. After I put the crown on her head, Kiana knocked it off. So I had to be like, girl, stop putting you gotta stop. We can't be doing this. Yeah, it was just a fun moment. And then I was able to, you know, grab her and hug her and be like, look, I told you at the open call, you know, you could do this. And I don't know, it was just a sweet and, like, full circle moment. So it was just a fun experience, and one that I'll always, always treasure. And just, like I said, being able to kind of experience that full circle moment of from the open call and trusting the whole process of the whole letter in the mail, and, you know, listening to Kiana and her story at the opening call, and just having that one-on-one talk and experience with her and listening to her story and what brought her to the open call that day. And, you know, I won't tell her story. That's hers to share. But if she happens to be listening, she knows what I'm talking about. And just a really, really special moment to have that kind of come full circle. So it was a fun and special moment. So do I have any tips for first time doing a pageant, specifically NAM? Go into it with a goal besides winning. My issue with my first pageant was I thought that the only thing that I thought about was winning, and that is where I went wrong. Winning is a great thing. I'm never gonna be the person that says, like, I never know how to word this. Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to win. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a desire to wanting to be a title holder, you know, but that shouldn't be your number one goal. Your number one goal going into the pageant shouldn't be winning, especially if it is your first time. So go into it with a goal of building a skill, you know, gaining confidence, especially when it comes to NAM. Just really focus on building the connections, building those life skills, making friends, making memories. And when you do that, I promise, no matter what the result is that weekend, you're going to leave feeling like a winner no matter what. What was my favorite part about being the NAM Alabama Miss? Oh man, so I've talked about the people, so let me think about a different one. Honestly, man, just the people. I love the people so, so, so much. But besides that, just getting the opportunity to show others that no matter what adversities you faced in the past, you know, success is possible. I've shared about it here, and I've shared about it, you know, on social media. I've shared about it numerous times about how, you know, every other time I competed at NAM, I didn't place in the top 10, definitely not top 5, you know. I didn't place at all and barely placed in any optionals. And I didn't do well. Like, I wasn't a very strong competitor. So to come back next to my final try, I was about to age out, and to win just about every single optional and to not only place, you know, top 10, top 5, but win the title, and then, you know, go on to place top 12 at nationals, and to, you know, win a national spokesmodel title, like, that was pretty insane. You know, just being able to share that story. And I know that so many other girls have faced a similar experience where they've competed in a pageant and they didn't get that result they wanted on the first try, or maybe not necessarily even a pageant, but anything that they did, they didn't get the result that they wanted on the first try. Just showing that if you come back and you try again, that you can succeed if you really work for it. Being able to share that message and that testimony is something that was really special to me, and something that I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to do over the last year. All right, last question that I'm going to answer on this podcast, and that is from actually our new Louisiana Junior teen, Miss Rebecca. I'm so, so, so excited for her. Make sure you follow her year. It's going to be at the NAM A, or wait, hang on, not AL, the NAM LA junior teen, and she asked, how do you establish your platform as a queen? My biggest piece of advice is to live your platform. And I say that when I say, you know, for me, it was always, I made sure that everything I did revolved around, you know, being body positive, you know, promoting watch me, promoting, you know, being yourself, promoting being confident. I fully lived my platform and made it a part of my day-to-day life. A lot of times you can get very discouraged because it's hard to see others wanting to get involved with your platform, but when they see you fully emerged and fully living in your platform, it makes it so much easier for others to want to do the same as well. And in turn, that can kind of create this better retention and kind of help you grow that even further. As a queen, I think it's super, super important that you are following your passions. I don't think you necessarily have to niche down just to a platform. Of course, having a platform and promoting that and making sure that you have something that you are passionate about is important, but I think it's also important that you are just overall promoting the things that you are passionate about. So that's why for me, you saw me promoting things about body positivity, and you saw me promoting things about mental health. You saw me promoting, you know, with seniors. But at the end of the day, I lived all of that. And it wasn't just something that you saw me posting on social media. You saw me doing it every single day in my day-to-day life. You know, even before I got the title, I was going and volunteering with seniors. Even before I won the title, I was promoting mental health. Even before I got the title, I was promoting body positivity. And after the title, I'll continue to do all that. When it's a part of your day-to-day life and you are living your platform, it makes it super easy to kind of incorporate it into being the queen, and it makes it a lot easier for others want to get involved and to want to be a part of the movement that you are creating. Well, all right, guys, that is a wrap on my first episode as a former. It felt so good to just sit down and yap with you guys for a little bit. Oh my goodness, it has been so long, and I have so much more to tell you guys, so I hope you are ready to listen. But for now, and until next time, this was Sincerely Sarah.